AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After spending 10 months in a Russian prison, WNBA star Brittany Griner is back in the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Griner landed this morning at a Texas military base, where White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says wife Sherelle Griner was waiting.
U.S. officials who met her on the ground said she was in very good spirits, appears to be in good health.
It's unclear when Griner will head home to Arizona or whether she'll return to the Phoenix Mercury, her WNBA team. Coach Vanessa Nye Nygaard says they'll give Griner space during her transition, but when she's ready.
I mean, hopefully it's a big hug and just how much we love you and how happy we are to have you back and just a lot of love.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin talked about the possibility of more prisoner exchanges with the U.S. Advisor John Kirby says, let's see what happens.
Look, it's actions, not words.
Putin also says Russia could impose a U.S. strategy of using preemptive military strikes. It comes as tensions rise over the war in Ukraine. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are in court for sealed arguments as part of the ongoing investigation into the presence of classified information at Trump's Florida estate. His lawyer says the white gunman who pleaded guilty to state charges in the massacre of 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket would be willing to plead guilty to federal charges if spared the death penalty. Four teenagers, two of them only 13, had been arrested in connection with the death of a man who had been beaten with a baseball bat on an Omaha, Nebraska street. The Supreme Court says it will hear a case out of California involving a scam that falsely promoted adult adoptions as a path to U.S. citizenship. Croatia defeated Brazil to move up at the World Cup. The Dow finished down 305 points. This is AP News. A portion of the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down because of an oil leak.
TC Energy says some 14,000 barrels of oil has spilled into a creek in Washington County, Kansas. The leak was discovered after a drop in pipeline pressure triggered an alarm. The Environmental Protection Agency says it sees no impact so far on wells that provide drinking water, nor on other waterways. The head of the Bold Nebraska landowner group, which opposed expansion of the pipeline, says there have been at least 22 spills since it opened about a dozen years ago. News of the spill Thursday triggered a 5% spike in oil futures, but the prices came back down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Days after New York Mayor Eric Adams appeared remotely at a city administrative hearing to contest a $300 fine for a rat infestation at a townhouse he owns, the fine was dismissed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.